Hello, Victory City Church family. I welcome you today. Obviously, we're sitting here in our home, and we're bringing a word to you from the Lord as you're there in your home. And this is because we're living in an ever-changing world, and circumstances are changing daily, if not hourly. And though things are changing, we realize that God has the right plan for all of us, and He's in control of our lives as we keep ourselves submitted to Him. With the COVID-19 virus going around, we know there are many who are infected with it, but many are not, most are not. However, most are affected by the fallout from this. So let's first pray for those who are infected with this virus and for our frontline workers in the healthcare industry. And let's continue to pray and stay connected with one another in this time that we're living in. Stay connected with each other. Be encouraging to one another. Join with us as we bring you daily words of encouragement. We look forward to connecting with you in this way. I want to thank you for staying faithful in your giving because the church goes on. We have many missionaries around the world, and some of them are in different countries that are obviously affected by this as well, and is affecting their outreaches and their work. But we need to continue to sow into them, so we will be continuing all of our monthly support during this time to them, and your giving makes that possible. And we just say a big thank you to you for your faithfulness. If you were with us last week, we were able to join together last week, and many of us did assemble. I know many of you could not, but I began a series last week called The Architect, about God being the architect of life, the designer of all things that concern us. And I want to just speak to you about that this morning. The second phase of what I had planned to share with you was a message called The Plan. The first message was The Architect. The second one, The Plan. And third, The Builder. According to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, we are God's building. He inhabits us. He dwells in us. And God used the analogy of His church being like a building that is perfectly put together. If you didn't hear last Sunday's message, I encourage you please to go online and listen to it because I made a very important announcement. All of this was orchestrated and planned with this in mind, that on March the 29th, Pastor Eric Morris will become the lead pastor of our church. And I want to reiterate some things that I said with that announcement last week. Pam and I are not going anywhere. Victory's our church family. We're staying here in a pastoral role, but in a role of support. As we've made our move to our new building, our new location, it is my firm felt conviction. This move the Lord has led us so graciously into and through into this new place. He did it with a long-term future in mind, not just for the next year or two, but for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And I felt of the Lord that this would be the time to make the transition to a next generation leader that can have vision for the church, our church, for the next 10, 15, 20, and 25 years. And I announced that we had planned on Sunday, March 29th, to install Pastor Eric as lead pastor. And he and Natalie will be leading the church. We'll be staying here, supporting them, very involved with the church as well. And we will not be able, obviously, to do what we had planned because we were going to have an installation service and do it according to Scripture by the laying on of hands and anointing them. I believe the anointing of God is upon them for this task, this assignment. But we'll not be able to have that service, and we will not do that online because we want to wait until we can all come back together. They're telling us perhaps it may be May before that's happened. Stay tuned, that may change. But at that time, we'll have a service in which we all together as a church body pray over them, looking forward to the future. I know God's best days for the church are ahead of us, not behind us. In fact, the hour we're in right now is an opportunity for us as a church to shine brightly in a world that is looking for hope. I said it last week, a quote of A.W. Tozier, that a scared world needs a fearless church. We're not fearful, we're faithful, and we're trusting God to see us through this. But we're taking steps and measures to support one another. So I encourage you to reach out, call one another, and stay connected in this time. Let me talk to you for a few minutes from God's Word in regards to the message that I'd planned to share entitled, The Plan. God has never been found without a plan. He has a plan for His church. And I hope these words of encouragement this morning or today will help you in your own personal life. And I want to tie it to what is happening at our church, because this is a significant moment in our church of transition. Transition is something that is inevitable. We either prepare for it or it's forced on us. And this plan has been in place for many months. However, it is not playing out exactly like I thought it would. I knew the timeline the Lord gave me for this. But as I was pondering this week, it reminded me of a scripture in the book of Proverbs. Chapter 16, verse 9 says, "Men make plans, but their steps are ordered by the Lord." When God gives us a plan, sometimes things happen outside of our control where the steps we have to take to fulfill that plan are a little bit different than we thought. But the plan goes on. And I encourage you that God's plan for us continues to go on. And here are my thoughts to you about God's plan, not only for our church in this season, but also for your own life. And that is simply this. God's plan for you is first a perfect plan. God's plan is also a perpetual plan, and God's plan is a plan with a promise. A perfect plan, a perpetual plan, and a plan with a promise. The perfect plan is given to us in God's Word. I hold here today God's Word in my hand, and it is His plan for us. He tells us if we follow the commands, the ordinances, the regulations that He gives us, that He'll put His blessing upon our life. God has shown us a great plan through His Word. Last week as we started this series, if you see the video or if you're in service, you know that I brought out on the stage the master plan to our new building. And it looks like a log. It's so many pages rolled together. For you see, an architect is a person that sees things in his mind. He can visualize it. And so he gets the concept in his mind, and then the next step is he develops a plan, puts it on paper. And that plan is very specific. And then after the plan is laid out, he finds a builder. And the builder then follows the plan and erects the building. That's what happened with Victory City Church's new building in Pflugerville. We hired Chasco Builders to be the builder. We know that of the church, Jesus said, "I'm the one who will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." However, when we hired Chasco, their team did not do all of the building. But there were different subcontractors that were used, that were gifted men and even women in certain areas that they came in with decor and design. Men that were plumbers and electricians gifted to do this. They took the plan and they used their gift and they played their part in building the building, so that when all of them did their part together, the result is a beautiful building that we see today. That's how God's church functions. Each one of you have gifts and abilities and giftings that God wants to use in His church. And in the days ahead, as we get behind Pastor Eric and Natalie as they lead the church with vision for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, it will require all of us taking our giftings the Lord has given us and following the master plan as He gives it to us and shows vision to the leader, and we come together as one body and we do the work of the Lord together. The analogy the Lord used in Scripture of a building is that His body is like a building that is perfectly put together. I'm sitting here in our living room this morning, and I can look around and I can see wood trim, I can see sheetrock and paint, and those things are necessary. But some of the things I like the most you can't see right now. For example, the air conditioner's blowing. I like that a lot. I can't see it. It's invisible, but it's doing its work when you can't see it. Perhaps the most important parts are the things behind the wall, the structure, the trusses that hold the roof in place. It wouldn't be much of a house if those parts that weren't even seen did not provide what they can provide. And that's how the church is today. That's how we are, that we are a part of God's perfect plan to build His church in this day and this hour. And I encourage you as we move into these weeks and months ahead, while we're in this season where we're meeting separately in our homes, we're still connected by the Spirit, and we stay connected together. And as we do the work of the ministry in the weeks and months ahead, the situation will change and we'll be coming back together, I believe, stronger than ever. Let's be committed to God's perfect plan for our church. And remember, God has a perfect plan for your life to fulfill it and for you to have God's abundant blessings upon your life. It is a perfect plan. It is also a perpetual plan that God has for our life. Now, again, I want to speak to you twofold. I want to talk about our church and what's happening in our church with our transition of leadership, and also God's perpetual plan for your life. First of all, in installing Pastor Eric as the lead pastor of the church, this is nothing more than a biblical example we have in Scripture. When you look at Scripture, you see the Apostle Paul as he established churches. He then, as he got the church established, trained up young men, next generation often, that he entrusted the church leadership to. He didn't ride off into the sunset. Pam and I aren't going to either. But he stayed as a support system to those men as they carried on their work. He passed the baton to them, so to speak. But I want you to see something that is in Scripture that sometimes gets overlooked, where Paul said to Timothy, and I read it in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. He said, "The things which you have heard from me, Timothy, in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Paul knew God's plan was always a perpetual plan. He has leaders in every generation. And he was telling Timothy, "I entrust this work to you." But he said, "You will then in turn entrust it to other men who will be faithful." It takes many of us to do the work of the Lord, but I see here God's plan for there to be His kingdom to be built into perpetuity. It's always connected one generation to another. And that's how we want to function in the body of Christ. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, he said, "We are God's fellow workers. You're God's field. You are God's building," he said. "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it." And I encourage you to realize that God's plan for the church is perpetual, it's ongoing, it's not dependent on one person or one plan or one season. He has a great big master plan for His church. And I also want you to understand it's the same for your life. Just like we see that there are different seasons in the church and God is faithful in every season, God is faithful to you and me in every season of our lives. If you stop and think about it and you look back on your life today, you can see a connection of different seasons. In fact, I heard one guy say, "Life is nothing more than a collection of seasons put together." And I can look back to one season and see God's faithfulness and how that caused me and allowed me to be able to trust God in a new season that He led me into. And then when you have a season that may hit you somewhat like we're experiencing now, blindsided by some things, and the season looks different, I just want to encourage you that God, who was faithful in yesterday, is faithful today, and His faithfulness will extend into tomorrow. That's why the writer said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So there is no season in our life, no matter what it looks like, where God's faithfulness is not there, where He's not doing His work in our lives. Do not let despair fill your heart. Do not let discouragement fill your heart, because circumstances do not change the faithfulness of God. I want to encourage you that in your life, you realize that it is very important that not only is God important, but people are important in our lives. We need one another. You know, the analogy in Scripture of us being like sheep, I don't think that's an accident if the Lord used that, because sheep are very dependent upon their shepherd, but also continually throughout Scripture, we're referred to as the flock of God. We must stay connected with one another. In this season of uncertainty, I believe we'll see the faithfulness of God largely played out as we stay connected with one another, as we serve to meet the needs of one another in this hour. I have grandchildren. They ride bicycles. All of them ride some type of wheeled vehicle, a bicycle, tricycle, whatever. And you know, there's one thing about a bicycle. Usually when you get it, it's not put together. It doesn't do any good till it's assembled. You can't ride the thing till it's assembled. That's kind of how we are Without us being assembled or connected together, we can't go very far. And so in this season, let's realize part of the plan of God is for us to stay connected with one another, reaching out to one another, encouraging one another. We've shared it on our social media, but I want to share it here again during this season. If you know anybody in our church family that is shut in and maybe they need somebody to take them by a meal or a little help, a few supplies or things, please let us know so we can do that. We want to be sensitive to all of those circumstances and situations. You can use an email address that we can get at all times, info@victorycity.church. The church will keep regular office hours during this season. We're going to be going right on. But we want to stay connected because we know God's plan is one section be connected to the next, one person connected to the next. We are His building. Finally, I want to encourage you with this promise that the plan is a plan with a promise. God's plan for all of our lives, God's plans for Victory City Church, they are perfect plans. They are plans that are perpetual. God's faithfulness extends to every generation, to every season of life. And God's plan is a plan with a promise. First, He promised to be with us always. He would never leave us, never forsake us, never abandon us. That we can put our trust in Him, we can put our confidence in Him in all things. I encourage you in this season that a lot of us have a little bit of at home, extra time on our hands. Use it not just to do things that are fun and enjoyable. Yeah, you'll probably do a little more Netflix than normal. I probably will too, nothing wrong with that. But that's not going to be all I'm going to do. Spend some time in God's Word. Take a little extra moment and sit down with God's Word and let Him speak assurances to your heart and meditate the Word of God. Confess the Word of God and let God's Word saturate your thoughts and your attitudes every day. His plan is filled with promises for us. He said, I will lead you and I will guide you. In John 14, He said, I'll send my Spirit to be with you, to be in you, to lead you and guide you. And my friends, He's truly there right now. As I was thinking about His plan being a plan with a promise, perhaps the greatest promise is He promised someday I'm going to return again and receive you unto myself. We look forward to that day of promise the Lord has given us. Paul put it this way. He said, the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and with a shout. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He gave us that promise about 2,000 years ago, but my point is it's a promise we can live with. I don't know when the Lord will return. I think some of the things happening in the world today are signaling that that day is soon approaching. We don't know, but we can live with that promise in our heart. Be it a week from now, a year from now, or 100 years from now, God's promise will sustain us. I want to pray over you today. I want to pray over your home and your family and right there where you're joining us. You've joined us in worship. You've joined us in worship through giving. You've received the word of the Lord. We can pray together. Though I'm here, you're there. There's no distance in the spirit realm. Let's pray together. Let's pray for those that are affected by what is going on. Let's pray for those whose jobs are affected. Let's speak blessing over them. And then as we close in prayer, I want to speak the blessing of the Lord over you. Let's agree together right now. Heavenly Father, thank you today for the promises that are true and amen. Thank you that in your word we have all things we need for godliness and life, Peter told us. And we stand up on that today, that we have all things that we need. I pray your provision be released to every family, to every home, to every individual. I pray the peace of God would right now invade every household and every heart. Let fear be dispelled and let it be replaced with peace and confidence in God. I pray today over our healthcare workers and those who have been infected by this virus or perhaps other viruses that are going around or illnesses, that you would bring healing and health into their homes and heal them today, I pray. I pray over the households of our church family that no evil befall us, no plague come near our dwellings, that anything that would come near us to harm us would die in Jesus' name. I thank you for all of your promises and all of your blessings to us today. Enrich each life in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I often like to do when we're together, I like to close with speaking the priestly blessing over you out of number 6. So may I do that today. May the Lord bless you and may He keep you. And may the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. May the Lord God lift up His countenance upon you and may He fill you with His peace. In Jesus' name, amen.